Welcome. Please state your name and your position.
Well, that sounds very official. David Downing, President and CEO of Visit St. Pete Clearwater.
How many years have you been in St. Pete?
Well, which time? Collectively, 22, but 11 years at a time, both times.
What organizations are you involved in?
Mostly Visit St. Pete Clearwater. It's a government organization. I work for Pinellas County. It really does preclude me from doing a lot of other work with other organizations as an official member. However, through my position and through the business, through Visit St. Pete Clearwater, we work with every major organization in the Tampa Bay area, pretty much with large brands, with small brands, with national, international air carriers. It's a wide variety.
What gets you out of bed every day?
Health, honestly. If you wake up and you feel good enough to get out of bed and go attack the day, everything else is subordinate to that. And that's not supposed to be a twee answer. But I've known people who thought they had good health, and a few months later, they had very bad health. So it's something that's top of mind with me.
Why St. Pete?
I lived in Manhattan for 14 years before this. For 11 years before that, I lived in St. Pete here. For what I do for tourism marketing, there's nothing more exciting than being able to build and shape a brand as it emerges. New York City's a brand already. To try to move that ship is nearly impossible. People think they know New York, Miami, Orlando. All the major places that have already been there, done that in the minds of everybody. It's not so much brand growth as maintenance and trying to figure out how to move that big old concrete thing called that brand. The emerging brand of St. Pete and Clearwater and this whole destination is just so exciting because it's something that's still growing. It's still finding out who it is. And you still have a lot of sway in the direction and the feel and the taste and the look and the gestalt of what it means to be here.
What is one habit that you keep?
Family. I come from a large family, and my dad's 92, he's a World War II vet. He's badass. He could still kick my butt or drink me under the table or do both on the same night. Lives alone, cooks, cleans, you know, he drives. He drives better than a lot of my siblings do. But no, he's an example of, I've got 22 nieces and nephews and 8 brothers and sisters. And it sounds crazy to say it's a habit, but it's just something you get used to and you make time to do.
Who are some people that influence you?
Well, I just mentioned my dad. I hope he's not listening. Well, he could be listening. You know, I bought him an iPad, so he's all over the internet. I'm a musician as well, and I get very excited by musicians, both old and new. You know, I think Chet Baker, for what he did and his challenges and his successes, however accidental or intentional. Modern, all the way up to someone like Alicia Keys. I've just always been a huge, huge fan of what she does and who she is and how she inhabits who she is. Very impressive. And I think some of those people are often overlooked for bigger voices or more fabulous or splashy. But I go back to grad school even, you know, I'm a fan of Jane Austen. Is that the geekiest answer you've ever heard? I'm sure. What she was doing at the time she was doing it was considered scandalous. She was a female novelist in the age of romantic poets. And it was considered déclassé, and it was considered a lot of things. And it didn't stop her. In fact, she used it and she even grew what it meant to be a novelist and to poke fun at, you know, the rules and society and the economics and the caste and the class system and so many things that she just so beautifully, so tongue-in-cheek, just took down in ways that they didn't realize they were taken down. So I love her subversiveness.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, or practice that you would share with our readers?
I don't know if it's any of those things specifically, but it's a phrase that I come back to a lot, and it's authority versus experience. And I see it a lot in everything, all the time, publicly, privately, in politics and business and restaurants. You know, oftentimes people think authority trumps experience. And when you are a manager or any kind of CEO or C-suite level, I think that's something to think about every day. Just because you have the authority to do this doesn't give you the experience to back it up. And I think vice versa too. You know, there's an entire realm of business in the digital world. You know, when you consider what the iPhone's, what, about 10 years old now, something like that. The iPhone was invented when I was 40. You know, I'm conversant completely digitally, but I cede it to the generation that grew up in the digital space. They have a completely different relationship and understanding with it than I do. So just because I have the authority or just because one has the authority to do anything doesn't give you the experience behind it. And I think the two of them in concert together is an awesome thing, but separately, they can be very dangerous.
What is something that you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
You know, crystal ball answers are fun. Crystal ball questions are fun. But I think the level of economic growth over the last 3 years has just been extraordinary. And I think it started before that. And I think we are realizing the engine humming now that took a long time to get going, but was cranked very cleanly forward by the former administration. But I think it's something that informs every business and every aspect of business is how high-flying we are economically right now. It does concern me greatly at the same time, but cyclical. I should be old enough to understand cycles happen.
What's next?
I'm excited. I'm excited for Tampa Bay area. I'm excited for St. Pete Clearwater. I'm excited for the destination. You know, I travel the world a lot for my job. There are two things people know about Florida, Mickey and Miami. And there's a great destinations for completely different reasons. But I think until this area understands the power of this brand, until we come together and we realize and we make it a reality that we have what it takes to be, and we start behaving and communicating like we are that destination, that's what I look forward to. That's very exciting. And I know that it's going to happen.
Thank you.
Thank you.